Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
We'll get to the life hack Kelly is doing in just a minute, but first, we're celebrating 12 days of Swiftmas.
All right.
Every day between the 7 and 8 o'clock central hour, we're going to be playing a jingle. And if you hear it and you're call number 13, you may get to go see the 1989 World Tour with Taylor Swift.
And on the fourth day of Swiftmas, who is on the phone?
Brittany Red.
Reed.
Red.
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 That's R-E-D-D.
That's true. That is a double
D. Yes, it's Red.
Thanks for correcting me, Al.
Hey, Red.
What's up, Red?
Hi.
Brittany Red, how are you doing today?
I'm awesome now. How are y'all?
Oh, we're doing great.
What are you doing right now?
I'm actually at work. I'm standing at morning duty opening up car doors at a school. I'm a teaching assistant.
Oh, really?
Oh, how
what
cool.
Grade? What grade do you teach?
Kindergarten.
Kindergarten.
Lovely
so,
age.
Which means you're outside, right, Brittany?
I am.
Well, it's okay to be outside right now because we're going to need you to scream because you are, in fact, call number 13. You're going to the 1989 World Tour, girl.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Don't scare the children.
I never win anything. This is awesome.
That's a good first thing to win.
Yeah. We're going to be sending you to one of Taylor Swift's shows of the 1989 World Tour in either San Diego, Tampa, Dallas, Baton Rouge, Omaha, Pittsburgh, or Chicago. Thanks in part to Southwest Airlines. And don't forget, most of the 1989 World Tour tickets are on sale now. You can buy them at KidNation.com. Good luck finding some.
Good luck.
But Brittany, you don't need to do that because you won some.
Yeah, you got free ones, girl.
Oh, thank y'all so much.
Who are you going to be taking, Brittany?
I'm taking my best friend, Kira.
There you go.
Girls trip.
Yeah.
That's right.
What's up, Kira?
How old is Kira? How old is your best friend?
She's 25, but she's married.
Well, what does it matter how old she is?
She's a huge fan of yours.
Really?
She went to your bar one time and tried to find you, and you weren't there.
Oh, of course she wasn't. Man.
Free drinks for her, too. What are you wearing?
She was real sad.
Oh, stop it, Al.
Oh, man. Tell her to come back. I'm there all the time. All right.
Yeah, if she wants, then bring her husband. Tell her to bring her husband next time.
Yeah, so she's definitely
safe. Brittany, you and Kira have fun at the show, okay?
Thank you so much.
And take plenty of pictures for us. We want to see those.
Definitely.
All right. Hold on for us.
Hang tight.
And now it's time for a Kelly Raspberry segment.
I want to talk about me.
That's the only reason I talk, right?
No, you said in the beginning of the show that you are doing a life hack right now.
I am trying one.
What is a life hack?
Life hacks. On the Facebook and stuff, they'll give you links to YouTube videos and stuff or just these slideshows about life hacks. It's like common everyday problems that can be solved in the simplest way with stuff just lying around the house.
Yeah, most of the stuff you really do have lying around the house.
Some of it's like household items you didn't even realize.
New uses.
Exactly.
Okay. New uses for an egg crate. Did you know you can use that to sort jewelry? Just different random things. Those are called life hacks,
but
right?
I'm interested right now because Kelly said she's doing it right now.
Right
so
now.
It's almost like a live hack.
I'm testing a life hack, and I'll have to let you know tomorrow if it's actually worked.
Oh, it's a whole day life hack.
Yeah. And so here's what happened. Last night I'm on Facebook. I have a minute just to kind of see what's going on. And my friend Jane McGarry has a blog, and somebody linked to her blog.
What's up, Jane?
Now, I would tell you all to go to Jane McGarry's blog right now, but apparently I have crashed her site. She doesn't have quite enough bandwidth because people were clicking the link.
Yeah.
So if you know, because people are like, I can't get it open. Yeah. Neither can I. You work on that, Jane. So anyway, here was her.
Okay.
Yeah,
wow. Call Jane out.
Up that bandwidth.
Jane, you suck.
Yeah, no. No, she's great. So anyway, she put this to the test. Jenna, as a fashionista that you are, and me,
thank you,
trying my best.
You got your animal print going?
The thing is, there's something, I'm trying. High heels make an outfit, right? You put on a flat, it just does something about the line of your leg, but a high heel, your feet pay the price. Your legs hurt, especially if you're going to a party at night and all these holiday parties are coming up and your feet are killing you. What happens? Yeah. Girls end up taking their shoes off and looking like trash.
Getting white girl
waiting. The walk of shame look.
Yeah, it's awful. And people step on your toes. You end up with bloody toes. If somebody with a high heel catches your barefoot, it's dangerous.
Do not take your shoes
off. And unsanitary, and it looks bad.
Yeah,
so you suffer. I came home from, I wore high heels the whole way on my flight back home after Thanksgiving because I had to go straight to this concert.
Right.
by the end of the night, I had my feet were swollen so bad I had an ingrown toenail. I was in pain. Awful. I was hobbling to the car. What do you do?
I don't know what you do.
Guess what you do, Jenna?
What?
What?
I don't know if it works yet because I'm trying it for the first time. You take tape and you wrap your middle and fourth toe with tape.
Middle and fourth?
Right. Okay. So you're
next to the big toe.
Like your ring toe, I guess. It's your middle and your fourth toe, the one next to the pinky.
Okay.
You wrap it with tape.
Okay.
Individually wrap them together.
No, together. Wrap them together with tape. You bind them with tape.
Okay. So it's like you're doing the West Side Sign with your foot.
Yes. So that's your third and fourth toe, the fourth one being the one next to your pinky.
Right.
Okay.
And it's supposed to prevent your feet from hurting when you wear high heels.
Huh?
I don't know why.
Your feet are still going to get crunched up even if you're wearing tape.
Casey, I'm telling you, I don't know why. It doesn't make sense.
You know what?
Jane McGarry practiced this. She said she even showed you the heels she wore. And these are high heel party pointy toe shoes.
Right.
She said, I went through my entire day. I did housework. I went shopping at the mall all day long. And she said her feet never hurt.
Really?
So I purposely put on...
Whoa, how'd you put your foot way up there like that?
I'm kind of flexible.
Yeah, Kelly's flexible.
Wow. So I've got these high heels.
That's
impressive. Are the ones I actually wore
the ones that hurt your foot.
These are the ones that hurt my feet the other day. And I've got... Now, okay, for what I did this morning, and I was a little bit late for work because of it, I started off with regular wrapping packaging tape, you know, like the invisible tape.
No, I had used what I had.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, you duct tape?
Medical tape.
I tried the just the invisible tape around my toes, and it hurt.
Yeah, you got to use the white.
Well, luckily, due to some previous surgeries that we don't need to get into now, I had some medical tape lying around the house, the spongy stuff that's soft.
Yeah, that's
so I've got my toes bound. Both of them. I didn't want to try one and see if one hurt and one didn't. I did them both.
That sounds so sexy right now.
Yeah. And I've got a long day. I'm gonna tell you tomorrow if it works.
I'll tell you why I think it might work. It's just my guess is because, like you're saying, you're binding them, so it's not allowing, like, our feet, when all the blood rushes there, when we're in heels angled like that, they swell. Your feet swell, and that's why at the end of the night they hurt so bad. So by taping them, it's like when you wear really tight tights, it doesn't give them the room to swell. So it may not be the healthiest thing,
I wore the tights and these boots, and that's why I got that ingrown. My toes
were preventing
them
from expanding.
So I'm excited to see if this works. It's silly and simple.
So tomorrow,
but if it works,
you'll let us know if it works.
And we've got our holiday party, our office Christmas party this Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All the girls better be binding up their toes. I'll bring some tape, and I'll meet you all in the bathroom.
I'll do it.
Oh, so with fellas.
Closed-toed, it'll be better.
Fellas, you want to pick up a girl?
Yeah.
Had a medical tape and just kind of post up right outside the women's bath.
Girl, I can't wait to take your shoes off.
Baby, what's your name? You want me to take your shoes off and
put some tape on them toes?
Yeah, tape that third and fourth toe for you. Yeah.
Yeah, but don't use like gift wrap tape because that hurt. I had to get under. I already put my tights on. I had to like take them off.
What about that
and
gorilla
go find
tape?
The surgical tape.
White tape, yeah.
The spongy, soft tape.
Yeah, the white
it's
tape.
It's adhesive.
That's, for when you injure yourself.
Crime scene tape. What about that? Maybe.
I think that's
a different kind of tape. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
I'm
going to try it. I'm still looking into the pinky toe removal, but
Jenna has always wanted to remove her pinky.
Why?
I've always
heard it's just in the way.
It's for balance.
I've always heard if you lose your pinky toe, you can't stand up straight.
Yeah,
or Jenna can't stand up straight anyway.
Why not?
No, pardon.
Look at her standing there right now. Yeah. Look at her standing there right now.
Look at her wobbling now.
I guarantee you, my balance.
Oh, man.
That's a balance contest. I guarantee you I got you on that.
I can't.
Al's got bad news.
You sit down,
We got that pimp limp.
So that's
all right,
my life
so that's
hack.
That's a great life hack.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love life hacks.
I do, too. You know what my favorite life hack is real quick?
No.
I love strawberries, but you know how you got to take off the middle of the stem part?
The green cap?
The green cap?
Yeah.
If you take the straw and stick it right down the middle of the strawberry, it comes out the top. It gets rid of all that.
So do the straw underneath the bottom.
Yeah, go underneath the bottom, straight up the middle, and it gets rid of that green stuff.
Really?
No problem.
There you go.
Yeah. How about them apples? You're welcome.
Or how about them strawberries?
Have you ever put a straw all the way through a potato, a raw potato?
No.
You've never done that?
No. What's that do?
We learned that in school. You can take a straw, a regular, ordinary straw, and poke it through a raw potato.
How does that make my life better?
I don't know. It was an experiment we did in school. Like in fourth
Why?
Grade. But I didn't know if you could do it. So
what
I was
did
like,
you learn by doing it?
Just think about it. A straw goes through a potato. Seriously.
Hold on. Let me think about it real quick.
Think about that.
How's that going to change my life?
It's a straw in a potato.
Is it a trick potato?
No.
Am I making French fries?
No. You could, because it takes that little part of the potato, and it's going to be in the straw.
What do you do? You suck the
potato
out?
That is your favorite?
Well, we did it like
Laugh
in, like
it's
in
the, random
like
man.
Like in the third, fourth grade. Y'all didn't do that in school?
That's how you make shoestring potatoes
or
what?
Yeah. I'll do it for you tomorrow.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Let's have a family game morning.
Family game show?
Family game morning. Right. Hopefully this one doesn't end in a fight.
Exactly.
They always end in a fight, don't they? Don't play Monopoly with your family.
Well, for one thing, it never ends.
Yeah.
It's like 3 days later, everybody just gives up and walks away.
Right.
Let's bring in our game show host, Mikey, our executive producer.
Hey, Mikey!
That's right, everybody.
Newest member of the Kid Craddock Morning Show family.
No, so I just got to tell you guys. So yesterday, Time Magazine, they went and did this study to find out what was the most copyrighted recording of all time when it came to Christmas music.
Okay.
What do you think the most covered Christmas song of all time is?
Ooh.
Of all time. Chestnuts. Right now, I'll be home for Christmas.
I'll be home for Christmas, not on the list.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
No, but that is in the top 10. It is actually, the Christmas song has been recorded 254 times.
Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bells is number 9 on the list.
Frosty,
no.
White Christmas
is on the list, but the number one recording of all time.
What I just said? I'm thinking of White Christmas.
Yeah.
Is Silent Night. There's been over 733 different copyrighted versions of that.
Boys to Men had a great Silent Night.
Wow.
I think that's my favorite.
So we came up with this little game called Christmas Marioki. Basically, you've heard these songs 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Songs you hear every single season. We're going to play a little bit of it, stop it, and then you have to finish the lyric, all right?
Okay.
We're going to go around the room. Kelly's going to start first.
Yeah,
of course she
games.
Is.
Christmas Marioki.
Oh, I'm going to fail so bad. I have like an aversion to Christmas.
I always have to go pee when I play games.
All right, here is your first song. This is Nat King Cole, the Christmas song. Kelly, are you ready?
Sure.
Although it's been said many times, many ways.
Merry Christmas to you.
That is correct.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas.
Good job, Kelly.
To you.
All right.
Well done, Kelly.
Job,
well done.
Could have kept going, but y'all stopped me.
How you feeling now?
I'm feeling good.
You feeling good?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Here we go. Christmas Marioki. Al is going to finish this popular Christmas song lyric.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go.
Oh, easy.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
We don't even need to play that back.
Oh,
it gets more difficult.
Oh, does it?
Yeah,
like right now when it's my turn?
I'm right now.
Yeah,
that was
right.
About my level.
That's pretty easy.
JC, are you ready?
So far I would have gotten those. Okay, yeah.
This is Brenda Lee rocking around the Christmas tree.
Oh. With boughs of holly.
That is correct.
I'm gonna
help you on that one.
The with boughs of holly.
What are boughs of holly?
Boughs?
I don't know.
Boughs of holly?
The big groupings of holly.
Right.
These big,
you know, like you would sit on a mantle.
The thing?
Like sit on a mantle. Holly and greenery.
Okay. That's what that is?
Not bowels.
It's not bowels?
No, it's not bowels. Okay, that's
so far, everybody's got a point. Jenna, are you ready?
No.
Christmas Marioki. These are songs you've heard 1,000 times.
Easy.
This is the easy round.
Feliz Navidad.
Sorry, JC.
Hold on.
Your earworm. That's why they did this to
you. I know. I hate it. It gets stuck in my head.
That's not fair. It's not English.
Can I steal?
Well, are you serious?
Yeah, that's like easy.
That's not.
What? Are you messing?
Nobody knows that except for Mexican people.
That's not true.
I'm sure some Cuban people know.
That's
it as
not
well.
True.
Okay,
Spaniards know it.
Fun when you give them an English Christmas song.
No, that's not right. Feliz Navidad, mosqueros, tastos, tecisida.
Yeah.
No.
I wanna wish you a merry
Prospero año y felicidad.
See, same thing.
Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
All right, that's like right there, Jenna. I got your back.
That was a tough one.
All right, so I'm out.
Jenna wants to say.
I'm gonna do some work.
All right, Kelly, are you ready?
Yeah.
This is the popular Alvin.
Is it the Czechoslovakian Noel?
I don't think we have one of those.
Yes, as a matter of fact. Here we go.
Alvin.
I still want a hula hoop.
Let's see. Let's go to the judge.
Well, which verse? Because he says that at some point.
That is incorrect.
Oh, what?
The correct lyric is...
And at the end of the song, he says, I still want a hula hoop.
Me, I want a hula hoop.
You trying to get me on a technicality? Okay,
no.
We'll let it pass.
Okay.
Because at the end of the song, after he says every time, I still want, at the very end, right?
Last time we played this, and I did a different lyric from the end of the song.
Me, I want a hula hoop.
I think I'm just set up.
You're cursed, Jenna.
I have 3 hula hoops in my house. Okay, go ahead.
You ready, Al?
Yeah.
Your song is Gene Autry, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Then one foggy Christmas.
Oh, you got to get this out.
Santa came to say.
Come on, Al.
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
That is correct!
Santa came to say. Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Good job.
Right, man. Thank you.
Look at Al getting 2 points.
Yeah.
Is that the first time he's gotten 2 points?
Yeah, ever.
In one of these singing competitions?
All these years.
Are you ready?
Yes.
We are competing in Christmas Marioki, and they have to finish this lyric.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you are awake. He knows if you've been bad or good.
So be good for goodness sake.
Boom.
Yeah.
He knows if
Tito.
Yeah, does Tito get to sing on that one?
Tito never gets to
Let
sing.
Let me find a really hard one.
Tito
I want to get Tito
Why
in here.
Why?
I'm kidding. Are you ready, Jenna?
No, I thought I was out.
No, you got this one.
I couldn't do Feliz Navidad.
She wants to be out.
Everybody knows Feliz Navidad.
Santa baby, slip a sable under the tree.
You better do it sexy,
for
Jenna.
Me.
No idea.
Oh.
I've been a very good girl, something like that. I don't know.
No, do it again.
That's a hard
Santa
one.
Baby.
That's a hard one?
Yeah.
Santa baby, slip a sable under the tree for me.
Yeah, I don't know that one. I don't know that
I've been a very good girl, I think.
Santa baby,
slip a sable under the tree for me. You guys have a traditional Christmas
for me.
I've been
an awful good girl.
Awful good girl.
Hey, Lisa was in
English. I said very.
All right.
Look at Alex. He's all excited.
Here we go, Kelly.
I want to lick it. What?
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 Go ahead,
He was made of snow, but the children know.
Pressing buttons. Now I forgot how he came to life one day because I've Jason.
Hit it again.
To life
hit it again.
One day.
Go ahead.
No, don't hit it again. I'm getting tired of hearing repeats. I think it's how I came to life one day.
Job.
Wow, Kelly. I wouldn't have gotten that one.
I know I'm not going to get 3 in a row.
Okay, all right, here we go, Al. This is a tough one. Right. Tough
First one ever here. Can Al get 3 in a row?
This is Leroy the Redneck Reindeer.
Oh, and it was Leroy the Redneck Reindeer.
Come on, Mr. I Love Country.
To the front of the sleigh. Delivering toys to all the good old boys.
On Christmas, so they'd have something on Christmas Day.
How about... Country Boys do it in the hay.
Country Boys do it in the hay.
That is incorrect.
And it was Leroy, the redneck reindeer, took to the front of the sleigh, delivering toys to all the good old boys and girls along the way.
Oh.
I actually have that song in my iPod.
I like that song.
I just didn't know words.
Leroy the Redneck Reindeer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shout out, Leroy.
I'm going to get that.
All right, JC, this is a tough one for you. This is Robert Earl Keane. This is Christmas Marioki, and JC has to finish this lyric.
Homemade eggnog.
Oh, boy. I'm out.
Little sister brought her new boyfriend.
I'm so out on that.
I've never heard that.
I've never heard that before in my life.
Little sister brought her new boyfriend.
Does it have to rhyme with nog or friend?
Friend. And then mama cooked the breakfast with no hogs.
No, he said it rhymes with friend.
Little sister brought her new boyfriend.
And mama cooked the breakfast with no hogs.
He was a Mexican.
Oh!
Come on!
Man.
That lyric was made for you.
It was.
All right, last one.
I stole that lyric from Ice Cube, by the way.
Jenny, you can totally redeem yourself here.
All right.
When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead.
And sense.
Well, I know it's Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Yeah, something, on her, something on her back. Something on her back.
Yes.
Yeah, any.
Go with that.
I don't know.
Something on her back.
She had hoof prints on her forehead. Uh-huh. And incriminating claws marks on her back.
Oh. Don't you hate those incriminating claws marks on your back?
Yeah.
Who hadn't had those?
Gosh, I don't know.
Whatever happened to, like, a whole holy night, Silent Night, and Awaken the Banker?
Verse 2 of Silent Night, I don't know any of. Like,
yeah, people just sing the first one, usually.
Jenna, we have some support for you. Who do we have here on line one?
Peggy.
Who?
Chris? Peggy.
Peggy.
Hey, Peggy.
Or Chris.
Sorry, I don't have my call log up.
Or Chris, yeah, whatever.
Peggy, you have some love for Jenna?
Yes. Well, actually, no. I had love for Kelly. I had, Kelly was right. There are two different verses in the Chipmunk Christmas song. And
okay.
So whichever one she gave would have been right, and she
Thank
got
you.
It. But Jenna, I'm not Mexican, and I knew Prospera Anya HEVC dad.
I have Jenna's back. All I know is Feliz Navidad.
Mm-hmm.
No, I've never known that.
Okay, I'm sorry, Peggy. Now, you're way smarter than me.
She just is bilingual.
Yeah, way to be bilingual.
There was one more thing. A bow is a branch. Because it's in the song Rockabye Baby. When the bow breaks, the cradle will fall.
Oh.
There you go.
Yeah, I was wondering about that, too.
So it's not bow.
Bow.
No, it's not bow.
Bow.
No, that would be gross.
Well, thank you, Peggy, for all that knowledge about Christmas songs.
Thank you, Peggy.
You're like the smartest person ever.
Yeah.
Thank you, you too.
And thank you for everything y'all do for everybody else.
Oh, you're sweet. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Sorry, JC called you Chris.
I couldn't hear.
Where does Peggy and Chris sound?
I don't know, Kelly. My ear holes are a little plugged right now.
I wonder if she's like the annoying person that calls.
No.
No, she's not.
No. Ow, don't do that. That was a listener that took her time to call our show. You don't do that.
I know. Like those people always correct you on Facebook.
No, she had my back. I'm all into Peggy.
You know what we need to do? We need to cheer people up right here with a joke.
Oh, my.
Let's go to my buddy George. George has a funny for us. George, go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, Jesse, this is George. Just wanted to say, you know what?
What?
You can do it, George. You can do it.
You got this, buddy.
You can do it. Come on, focus. Focus. Right,
you went blank, didn't you?
You know what they say about Mexican and black people jokes, right?
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Uh-oh. Okay. Right. No, I don't.
Once you heard Juan, you heard Jamal.
Oh, wow.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back. And now, another Kid Craddock Morning Show Christmas wish.
You guys, this is my favorite time of the year.
I know.
Time for a Christmas wish. Let's meet the nominator. Her name is Rebecca. Hey, Rebecca.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
We're doing great. We got your letter regarding your friend Brandy.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about Brandy, please.
Okay. Brandy is a friend of mine. Uh-huh. It has a severely disabled child, and I just thought she would be the perfect fit for a Christmas wish.
What kind of stuff is she dealing with right now?
Her child is full-time in a wheelchair. Disabled, eats through a feeding tube just to be able to get the nutrition that he needs. He can't eat through his mouth. She's a single mom, and you know, that's kind of her life, what she goes through on a day-to-day basis. And I know that she was dating someone that I don't want to tell the personal business, but it didn't end up good, so she's alone right now.
How long have you known Brandy?
I've known Brandy for going on 10 years now.
You guys just work together or personal friends or what?
Just personal friends through a mutual friend of ours. We used to just spend summers, you know, when in our young 20s at her apartment at the pool, you know, and it was a great time.
Back in the good days,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Kick it.
And I'm willing to bet, Rebecca, that Brandy's one of those people that is always looking out for others.
Absolutely. She is a big-hearted gal.
You know what, Rebecca? We're going to go ahead and grant your Christmas wish and help out your friend Brandy. Absolutely. So what I need you to do is be really quiet when we bring her in because she has no idea what's going on, okay?
Okay.
All right, we're about to bring in Brandy. Let's put her on hold. Hi, may I speak with Brandy, please?
This is her.
Hi, Brandy. How you doing? My name is JC. I'm here with Kelly Raspberry, Big Al Mack, and Jenna from the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, Brandy.
What's up, Brandy?
Good morning.
Hi.
Do you have any idea what's going on, Brandy?
I'm not real sure what's exactly going on.
You have no idea what's going on. Okay, well, I want to read you a letter that somebody wrote us about you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Here at the radio station, we do a thing called Christmas Wish, and this letter goes like this. I would like to nominate my friend Brandy and her son Michael. Michael is 9 years old and severely handicapped. He is bound to a wheelchair at all times, prone to seizures, and has to eat through a feeding tube. Brandy is a single mom in need of a refrigerator. She's struggling to make ends meet, and this year it would really bless my socks off to see her get some love from Kid Nation. She's a strong and caring person who does not work in order to take care of her son. He might enjoy a talking Elmo or anything that is soft and vibrates. And thank you so much for considering her for this year's Christmas wish. I love y'all's show and everything you do for our community. Thank you, Kid Nation team. Love, Rebecca.
And we've got Rebecca on the phone, too, right now, Brandy.
Hi, Brandy. Oh, my God, that's so sweet.
Basically, Brandy, Rebecca has noticed what a great mother you are to your son and how much you have struggled this year. You know, it's tough out there for a single mother, especially when you have a special needs kid.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I know you wouldn't trade him for anything in the world, Brandy, but tell us about your daily life with Michael.
We get up, and I go in there, and I give him his meds, and I get his feeding going. And then he goes to school Monday through Friday all day, and he gets to play with his friends and all that stuff. And then on the weekends, I try to get him out to go see, you know, friends and family that we can. And, you know, he just can't do a whole lot, and not a whole lot is accessible for us. So.
Yeah, it must be heartbreaking as a mother to watch. Yeah. You know, you want him to be able to run and play with other kids his own age, and it must be very difficult.
But he smiles, and he's always happy about everything we do, though.
Oh, right. He's a sweet spirit.
Mm. And you sacrifice your career in order to stay home and make sure he's taken care of very well.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Wouldn't make any other decision.
What does your son, Michael, ask for Christmas this year?
He really loves the color. He goes through markers like crazy and coloring books like crazy.
Yeah.
He loves SpongeBob, anything SpongeBob.
Have you been able to get him anything for Christmas yet?
Not yet. I'm still working on getting the bills paid.
Right. Well, here's what we want to do, Brandy. We're going to go ahead and let you pay those bills. Don't worry about the presents because we're going to give you a gift card to Toys R Us so you could pick up whatever you want for him, okay?
Okay.
And like Rebecca said in the letter, you need a new refrigerator.
Yeah,
yours is on the fritz.
What's on the refrigerator?
I've had 3 different refrigerators in the past year. One of them leaked all over my floor.
Oh no.
One of them didn't keep things cold. And now the one I have now, I have to keep a bucket in the refrigerator so it doesn't leak on the floor.
That is no way to live. Yeah, okay, so we're going to honor Rebecca's request. We're going to give you a new refrigerator.
Yeah, unplug that fridge you have now and throw it out. We're going to get you a brand new one.
A brand new refrigerator.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and fill it up with food to get you started, too.
Oh, my God, thank you so much.
Well, don't thank us. Thank Rebecca because she's the one who nominated you.
Thank you, Becca.
You're welcome.
Brandy, you have a very, very Merry Christmas, and I hope this helps you out a lot and gets you going in the next year, okay?
Thank you all so much.
Christmas wishes really do come true on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Becca, you there? Oh, my God, I started crying. I can't believe you did that. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. Yeah, I love you. Love you,
too. The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Who has their holiday shopping done already?
Oh,
what?
Kelly normally does, and she said she hasn't even really put a dent in it yet.
Last night, I was making a mad dash to Walmart because I've adopted families for Christmas. And I think I bit off more than I could chew because you're going through the book of the families in need, and you're like, oh, this family. And now I'm like, oh, my God, I've got a lot to do.
My wife and I had the dreaded what do you want for Christmas talk yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was one of those where I heard what she wanted earlier in the year, and I was trying to keep it a secret because I actually listened, and I didn't want to talk about it because I wanted to surprise her.
And you forgot.
No, I didn't forget, but she wanted to have the talk, and obviously she said the thing. And I'm like, oh, okay.
So, you got to write it down or take a picture.
Yeah. Man, I wanted to surprise you so bad.
Well, this is the thing. This idea that I'm about to present to you isn't for everybody. I'm glad Kelly brought up that she's adopting some families this year.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I've decided, and maybe it's just the stage of life I'm in, you know, I get dumped a few months ago. I didn't even, like, want to think about the holidays because it's, like, a hard time of year. I'm an only child. I don't have much family. So it's hard around the holidays. And then, you know, you see a lot of people in need. I don't know. Sometimes I get depressed. Maybe that's an unpopular opinion, or maybe
no, it
people
happens.
Like to hide that fact. But I was kind of thinking this year, you know, my girlfriends were saying, oh, what do you want? What do you want? And I kind of just had this moment of clarity that's like, I don't need anything. Mm-hmm. Kelly and I were talking about it. I just turned 30 this year. I buy myself what I need. I'm fortunate that I can take care of myself. I'm fortunate and feel so blessed, even though I hate using that word sometimes, that I can buy a friend dinner one night. I like hanging out with friends. I really do. That's what matters to me is time. Like, time to me is more valuable than money. So I kind of this year decided, you know what, to my girlfriends, let's not buy each other anything if you guys are okay with this. But don't put pressure on yourself. I don't need anything. Don't spend your money. Don't be rushing them all last minute. What I want is your time, and I want to do something good with the time.
Let's just go hang out together.
So we came up with this concept that we're going to do, and we're going to make a hashtag out of it. This isn't for everyone. I know when you have kids, you know you need to get them presents, and I'm going to buy some presents for the little kids in my life that I know. But I'm going to get together with my closest girlfriends, and we're going to take a day, and we're going to go together and go have lunch together, and then we're going to go do something and give back to the community. So we're going to coin this Giftmas.
Giftmas.
We're going to coin it Giftmas. So
Giftmas.
I kind of feel like it's, you know, Kelly's adopting some families, and that's a wonderful thing. I just feel like I'm in this stage of life that this might be kind of the only time that I'm in this position that I'm in. You know, that I don't have a significant other's family that I need to be buying gifts for. I don't have any children. My girlfriends and I are totally content with what we have.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to use this opportunity. I'd ask your guys' permission. Let's not get each other anything.
Most friends do that. We do the let's not get.
And I really mean it this year. And then it takes the pressure off of us. But instead, with my close friends, we're going to go to a local soup kitchen, actually, and spend the day seeing what they do there and volunteering and bringing some food. But this is the thing. There's no real, like, flavor of philanthropy, I don't think. I think it's really anything you want to do. Taking a friend and going and doing something that's giving back.
Yeah, like, I love it.
Whether, you know, I have another girlfriend that can't make it, so we're going to go to Target and adopt a family and buy some things.
You might still spend
money if you can. Or it might just be going and doing something together, spending time with someone to kind of give back.
You could go to a retirement home and hang out with the people that don't have families.
It can be free. Not everyone has money to spend, and I'm not saying you have to go volunteer. That's not for everyone.
People
don't like doing that sometimes, but I think it's more I don't get to see my close friends that much, and we don't get to spend as much time together, and I don't know. For me, selfishly, time is more important, so I'd really like to just spend some quality time with friends, and then
what a great way to use your time with your friends, too.
I'm taking my mom on a surprise trip. So she has no idea where we're going. And so I've said, no, don't buy me a present, Mom. You know, it's been a hard year. I don't want a present. This is my present to you. So we're just going to go spend the time together because she lives in Austin and I don't get to see her much.
Jenna, this could really become a movement.
Giftmas.
I don't know. Giftmas. I mean,
Jenna started a movement.
I'm not putting any pressure on it, but this is the thing. You can go check out my blog at kidnation.com. you can go check out my blog at kidnation.com because I kind of have listed off some ideas, you know, things I've done in the past to maybe inspire you because it's like, well, what do I do? I mean, that's going to be as simple as just helping out the homeless man that you see, you know, but tweet me with the hashtag Giftmas because I'd love to retweet those or just inspire people. No pressure here, really. You know, I even told some of my girlfriends, if you don't want to partake in it, I want presents, that kind of thing.
Right.
If you don't want to partake in it, it's fine, but it's kind of what I think is going to help me feel better about the holidays and get through the holidays, and it'd be really cool if you want to do that with your girlfriends and you're 30 and single and that's what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get any presents, don't receive any presents, and just spend some time with the people you love doing something nice for the people that deserve it.
I love it. Join Jenna's movement. Again, the hashtag is #GiveMas.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.